Hey, good morning, you guys. I want to talk to y'all today about a movie called Moana. Okay, this movie, first I want to say thank you, Miss Sandy. Thank you for sharing this with me. This movie is geared towards kids. It's one of those cartoon, you know, type movies. It was released in theaters on November the 23rd last year. So it's already been out, and it's just fixing to come out on DVD March the 7th. Now, I want to tell you, it is put out by Disney. Disney, Walt Disney, was a Mason, and his company, his family, that name, continue right along in that occult. Nothing has changed. It's just as if he was still alive. The things that Disney does are not godly, okay? When you look at this picture, I'm not going to go and break every little thing down, but I'm just going to point out a couple of things real quick because I want us to have those eyes to see, okay? When you look at that sail, you see that spiral and see how it has two ends? Not all spirals have two ends. There is a double spiral. There's a triple spiral. This is a single spiral, but it happens to have two ends. Well, I looked into that because I knew that a spiral is witchcraft. That's not just decoration on that sail. It means something, especially when you know it's Disney, which is a Masonic company, which is an occult. They do practice witchcraft. They are of the occult. So look at this. That spiral is a symbol for the goddess. You might say, who's the goddess? Remember Ashtoreth in our Bibles, Ashtaroth, Asherah poles. Isis is another name, Athena, Diana, Semiramis. Okay, our Statue of Liberty, the Columbia Lady, all of those are her. Mother Nature, that's her. That's her symbol, okay? Now, that symbol is sometimes called the spiral of life. And listen very carefully to this. That spiral of life is birth, death, and rebirth. If you know the Word of God, there is no rebirth. They're talking about reincarnation there. It's appointed unto man once to die, and then comes the judgment, okay? And you know what else? Look at that spiral. See that spiral right there? Kennedy pointed this out to me because she has eyes to see. She said, Mama, that's sixes right there. You see how you follow that tail around? It makes a six. You follow the other one around, it makes a six. And then look at this thing that he's carrying that they call a jawbone. Isn't it standing right up there beside them? And wouldn't it make a six? So don't you see six, six, six? This is how the occult mind works. This is what they do, okay? That's their deception. Now, I want you guys to watch this clip because this guy basically did my homework for me, okay? He doesn't break down every single little thing either, but he does enough to point out to you that you should feel conviction in your heart, especially if you say that you're a Christian. Watch this.
Hello, Moana fans. Today, I'll be breaking down and explaining the mythology behind several characters in Disney's highly anticipated film, Moana. These characters are based on mythology from many different Polynesian cultures, and while I'm not Polynesian, I am a big fan of Polynesian mythology, and really mythology in general, because I find the study of mythology is a great way to understand culture, both past and present. The first character I want to tackle, although not literally, is the hardest to miss due to his imposing size. Voiced by the awesome Dwayne Johnson, he is the demigod Maui.
It's actually Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, hero of men.
Maui is known to many Polynesian cultures, but is particularly prominent in the New Zealand Maori and Hawaiian mythology. Several myths about Maui's great feats are referred to in the very first trailer for Moana, and explained by none other than Maui himself, with some help from his magical tattoos.
With his magical fishhook, he slowed down the sun.
In this first story, Maui decides to slow down the sun, because the days aren't long enough for people to get their work done. He convinces his four brothers to go to the pit where the sun rises from, and there they use magical ropes and Maui's magical fish hook to restrain the sun. Once the sun is trapped, Maui beats it into submission and tells the sun to slow down unless it wants to get its flaming butt kicked again. As you may surmise from this story, Maui is inhumanly strong and possesses many magic powers. His fishhook, called Manaiakalani, is made from an enchanted jawbone, and is to Maui what Mjolnir is to Thor, the source of his greatest power. which is why Maui desperately wants to get it back in the story of Moana. As mentioned by Maui and his magical tattoos in the Moana trailer, Maui also uses Manaiakalani to pull islands out of the sea, including the Hawaiian Islands and the Northern Island of New Zealand. Maui is also known for being a shapeshifter and a trickster. In mythology, he is constantly tricking his four brothers into doing things they don't want to do. So if you were to compare Maui to characters in Norse mythology, in a way he combines the power and strength of Thor with the trickery of Loki. In Moana and Maui's journey, they encounter these adorable but slightly creepy creatures called Kakamora. At first glance, they appear to be coconuts that have somehow grown arms and legs and started walking around. But if you look closer, you'll see they're merely using coconuts as their armor, and their actual bodies are hidden within. In mythology, Kakamora are known throughout the Pacific Islands. They are a race of small creatures that dwell in forests and caves. They are sometimes seen as protectors of certain forests or areas in the Pacific Islands, but they typically have very bad intentions toward humans and are even known to eat humans when they get hungry. They are similar to goblins in European mythology, but apparently a lot cuter when they wear those coconuts. Still, you have to wonder what's under there. Lastly, we come to the heroine and villainess of the movie, Moana and the volcano monster Te Ka. Both appear to be original characters created by Disney, but that doesn't mean they weren't inspired by existing mythology. Te Ka is an evil goddess of fire and lava, while Moana is a young girl who can call on the power of the sea to help her. These two opposing forces of fire and water facing off against each other is very similar to the story of Pele and Namaka in Hawaiian mythology. Pele is a goddess of fire and lava, while Namaka is a goddess of the sea. And incidentally, Namaka is Pele's older sister. When Pele accidentally sets fire to their homeland of Kahiki, she and Namaka begin a long quarrel, which eventually ends in Pele's defeat by the sea goddess, or so it seems. Many Hawaiians believe you can still see the elemental forces of Pele and Namaka battling it out in the Hawaiian Islands today. While the story of Pele and Namaka is very different than the plot of Moana, the writers of Moana might have taken some inspiration from this story. Or perhaps Moana is even a descendant of Namaka, and this explains the source of her sea powers. Of course, that's just speculation on my part. Well, those are all the characters I want to cover in this video.
Okay, can you believe just the few things that he was pointing out? And now you saw that guy, the main character played by Dwayne Johnson, who calls himself The Rock. He's tattooed from head to toe, right? Now, I want to tell you guys, and I'm not hating on anybody that has a tattoo. We love everybody. We're supposed to love everybody, even our enemies, okay? But here's the thing, because there was a time in my life I wanted a tattoo. But praise God, I didn't get one. But listen to this. Tattoos are forbidden by God. When you get a tattoo, no matter how seemingly innocent it is, even if it's a cross, or if it's the name of Jesus, you think you got a Christian tattoo, you think you got something holy, you think you're praising and worshiping him through your tattoo? No. Even if you got a scripture tattooed on you, you didn't do it for God because you didn't read his word and take it to heart. You didn't have Holy Spirit conviction before you did it. So listen to this. I am going to bring a message on tattoos and piercings, but real quick, I just want to let you guys know that when you did that, you made a covenant, a blood covenant with Satan, and you opened a door, okay? He then has legal right to come into your life and wreak havoc any way he wants to. You can be forgiven and have that tattoo erased in the spirit realm when you're pierced in your heart and you really feel bad about it and you cry out to the Lord and confess that sin and say, I know it was wrong and I agree with you that it was wrong. And then you repent, you don't get any more, right? And you ask that forgiveness. You can have that erased in the spirit realm and you can close that door, okay? And you ask the Lord to please break off any demonic attachments, anything demonic that came into you, into your life because you got that tattoo in ignorance, okay? And that don't mean you're stupid or you're dumb. It just means you didn't know that part, right? Okay. And I want to just tell you guys real quick, all of Disney, all of your Disney movies, they always have spell casting or witches, sorcery, potions. They always have like ghost element in them. They've got violent, scary scenes. There's always somebody about to get killed or running for their life, and it's scary. Even Nemo about to get swallowed up by the whale or this or that or whatever, or that little mermaid had that big octopus lady coming out of the water scaring her. There's always something scary to scare the little kids. And they hide subliminal messages like the word sex, S-E-X, all throughout their movies. They hide signs, symbols, words in their movies. So I want to tell you something. I want to caution you, not even caution you, I'm warning you, I'm blowing that trumpet as a watchman on the wall. Get rid of all of your Disney toys, all of your Disney movies. Explain to your kids why you're doing it. You want to live holy before a holy God. Get that stuff out of your house and close those doors. You want to know why your kids are having nightmares and scary dreams and why they're being rebellious and don't want to mind you and this and that. It's your issue. Even if it's a teenager watching those Disney programs that they have where the little kids are always smarting off to their parents and it's made to look cool in this day and age. It's not. It's promoting that rebellion. And you as the parent have allowed it in your home. You're the one that will stand and answer for it because that's your house. That's your roof. And you're welcoming it in. It's you as well as your kids. Get the Disney out of your home, you guys. I pray that this speaks to your heart, okay? Thank you guys for watching. God bless y'all.